This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia pressed its offensive in eastern Ukraine on Sunday as Poland's president traveled to Kiev to support the country's European Union aspirations, becoming the first foreign leader to address the Ukrainian parliament since the start of the war. Lawmakers stood to applaud President Andrzej Duda, who thanked them for the honor of speaking where, quote, the heart of a free, independent, and democratic Ukraine beats. Duda received more applause when he said that to end the conflict, Ukraine did not need to submit to conditions given by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I decydowaniu ponad głowami Ukrainy. Nic o was bez was. Absolutnie. To żelazna zasada.
He said, I want to say clearly, only Ukraine has the right to decide about its future. Only Ukraine has the right to decide for itself. Duda's visit, his second to Kiev since April, came as Russian and Ukrainian forces battled along a 551-kilometer wedge of the country's eastern industrial heartland. After declaring full control of a sprawling seaside steel plant that was the last defensive holdout in the port city of Mariupol, Russia launched artillery and missile attacks in the region, known as the Donbas, seeking to expand the territory that Moscow-backed separatists have held since 2014. To bolster its defensives, Ukraine's parliament voted Sunday to extend martial law and the mobilization of armed forces for a third time until August 23rd. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has stressed that the 27-member EU should expedite his country's request to join the bloc as soon as possible due to the invasion. Ukraine's potential candidacy is set to be discussed at Brussels at a summit in late June. This is VOA News. Scientists who have monitored the monkeypox virus in Western Africa are baffled by its recent spread around the world. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Cases have previously been seen only among people with links to Africa. But in the past week, cases have popped up in Britain, Spain, Portugal, Sweden, the United States, and Canada. Most of the reported infections have been found in young men who hadn't previously traveled to Africa. No one has so far died from the outbreak, and scientists in Britain are investigating whether the disease is being sexually transmitted. I'm Diane Roberts for VOA News.
Iran State TV is reporting a senior member of the country's powerful Revolutionary Guard has been killed outside his home in Tehran by gunmen on a motorbike. The Revolutionary Guard gave scant details about the attack on Sunday, but blamed it on global arrogance, a reference to the United States and Israel. That accusation, as well as the style of the brazen attack, raised the possibility of a link with other motorbike slings previously attributed to Israel and Iran. The guard identified the victim as a member of the guard's elite Quds force that oversees operations abroad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A gun buyback in New York City Saturday gets some dangerous weapons off the streets while putting money and iPads into people's pockets. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez says several dozen loaded guns were turned in anonymously, no questions asked, at a local church.
A grandmother who came in and said her grandson had a gun. She said when he opens his drawer, he'll have the gift card and the iPad, but that gun is out the house.
He says it's not costing taxpayers. The money comes from gambling and drug forfeiture, while the iPads come from Junior's restaurant owner, Alan Rosen, who says as a dad, he just wanted to do something.
I've had enough. It's every night. I mean, this Monday, there was a young lady who was shot in the Bronx, 11 years old.
The DA says the guns get destroyed. Julie Walker, New York.
Police in New York say a man fatally shot another man in the chest on a moving subway train. No one else was wounded in the shooting late Sunday morning, and police are searching for the shooter. Officials say the victim died at a hospital. Recent subway crime has New York on edge. A man last month set off smoke grenades on a Brooklyn train and shot 10 people. Recapping our top story, Russia pressed its offensive in eastern Ukraine on Sunday as Poland's president traveled to Kiev to support the country's European Union aspirations, becoming the first foreign leader to address the Ukrainian parliament since the start of the war. Lawmakers stood to applaud President Andrzej Duda, mostly when he said Ukraine did not need to submit to conditions given by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.